And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
And I'm Sean.
Here we are, doing a weeknight show.
Oh man.
That's a fucking problem.
That could be rough.
Always rough. Always weird.
Yeah. Well, for, you know, we're trying to figure out too, because, and maybe we'll find a way to fart around enough to make it worth making a break here, but... you know, it's a weeknight.
It's a weeknight.
So we don't really do anything except work.
Right.
During the week.
Well, I mean, maybe because I am we're recording it on a weeknight because I'm actually out of town this weekend.
Yes.
We would usually do it on a weekend.
Uh-huh.
So
I'm still going to be here.
I was going to say, it's going to be Free Comic Book Day this weekend. I will not be able to partake. Maybe you could record something quick and just drop it in, like right here.
If I don't,
then you don't.
Then I'll, you'll know.
But if you do, you do. I'm just saying it's an option if you want to pad it out because we don't really do anything.
I don't even know.
We don't even really watch anything because I mean, like, I get up super fucking early, not as early as I should be getting up, by the way. I've been slacking lately.
Yeah. Sleep is great.
Sleep is great, but it's like I keep getting up at about like 4. Usually I get up at 4 o'clock. Lately I've been getting up at 4:30.
Oh.
And then I still go to Starbucks in the morning, but I've been like completely blocked ever since I finished my novel.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to start the second one and I just don't know what to do. So I need to like get my ass.
Get your ass in gear.
In gear. And I'm hoping that maybe if I get past this and I, you know, past this weekend and stuff.
Yeah.
And all this shit.
We live by the loudest street, by the way, guys.
We do. It's the loudest street in the world.
What was that?
Know what that was? That was a good question.
I you know, that's kind of,
because it's not like a truck. It was more like a buzzy. it was like a street sweeper, like with many vibrators attached.
Was
to
that
it.
Like the time when they drove the Challenger down the street?
Yeah, exactly.
Like
is that the noise it made?
Yeah, that might have been the Challenger. It might have been passing by.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was a thing they did. They drove. I wasn't. I don't know if it was. Where was I? Was I at work?
I was at work when they flew it in. I remember people going to like the top of the parking garage.
Where the hell was I? I probably was at work. I probably wasn't near here because I feel like they would have drove it.
I don't think they drove it here. I feel like they definitely drove it by Randy's.
Yeah, well, they would have to go down this way. You think?
I don't know if they
or
went
they just
that
go
way.
Down
they
Manchester.
Went, they might have gone down Manchester.
Oh.
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
Mm. I went by Randy's.
I know. You brought me some donuts.
They have a secondary location, which is adjacent to the original Randy's.
We don't know what it is yet. Because they're built, aren't they working on it?
Well, they're working on the original one, but in order to distinguish that it is Randy's,
yeah.
They have an inflatable donut. Did you see that?
No, I haven't been.
Oh, that's
there.
Right. I drove by there twice today, and I noticed it the second time. And it was, and they have the big donut.
Yeah,
that
so
Iron Man sat in.
Randy's Donuts is in Iron Man 2.
I think it's Iron Man 1. No, it's got to be 2.
It's 2, where Iron Man is sitting in a giant donut,
uh-huh.
In the suit eating donuts,
yeah.
Right? That is an actual place. It's called Randy's Donuts. It's an LA institution. It's been around for a very long time.
It's been around since the 70s.
Since the 70s. And we live pretty close to it.
Yeah.
I have not... You brought me donuts from there today.
Yeah.
Which was very kind. You came to visit me at work and brought me some donuts.
Yep.
Which I appreciate.
Yep.
But you went to Randy's.
Uh-huh.
And it was delicious.
Yeah. And so they have an inflatable donut that is similar to the actual... To the whatever that donut is made of, paper mache or whatever, the big
donut
structure donut.
Thing. Yeah.
So you can know. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a different place. So, yeah. So that was fascinating. Yeah. So, you know, the Free Comic Book Day is technically, it's already happened. If I mention anything, I don't know if I'll mention anything because it's really, I mean, all I'm probably going to do is probably find a place where I can go and get some deals, deals with a Z, and maybe pick up a few books. Grab a few free ones, stuff to anything that's interesting to me.
Yeah, I, you know, honestly, I don't even know what they're offering this year. I've been kind of out of the loop.
There's like a DC Universe Zero, or there's something.
There's always something, but I don't even know what it is.
Because,
like,
books.
You know, usually I'm like, oh, I know it's going to be a this or a that. No idea.
You know what happens with those free comic book day books that
they end up in the fucking 99 cent bin and we buy them.
Either that or we
in our grab bags.
Or when we get them, can we go and get them? we never actually read them, and then we just give them away.
I read the DC ones, and I read the Marvel ones. So the other ones I don't typically read. Yeah, I try not to pick up stuff I'm not going to read.
Like, I'd rather have Free Comic Book Day be like, hey, here's this Alpha Flight. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
That's how I would enjoy Free Comic Book Day. I would be like, look, just give me whatever.
Well, I mean, see what you're going to do. You might go to Jeffrey's. You might go to the Bug.
Depends on whatever's got the most accessible sale, and I don't have to fight. Because usually now it's like out here, especially with a lot of creators living out here, a lot of people are like,
let's make a mini con.
Yeah, let's make a mini con. We're going to have this there. We're going to have that there. We're going to have these people show up. We're going to have this jerk off, you know, whatever. You know, it's like, all right, great, whatever. You know, it's cool. I mean, it's fine. It's just, you know, it's just, I just want to go, when I go to a comic book store, I just want to buy comics.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to be free ones, give me comics that, like, I care about.
Yeah.
But
I hear it.
Yeah, you know, that's just, yeah, you know, but hey, whatever. You know, maybe we'll see. We'll see what I do. But trying to think if I feel like I watched something. Ooh, I watched Alien Covenant.
Oh yeah,
I can talk about that.
That was fucked up.
Yeah, that's not okay. I'm gonna say this. It's not as bad as everybody says it is. I heard a lot of negative reviews for that movie,
mm-hmm.
and it frustrated me because I'm like, so like, are any of the Alien movies good? I mean, obviously, that's a
besides like the first question. And the second.
Yeah, the first and second question movies are good, but anything else after that is like, everybody's like Prometheus sucked and whatever. And it's like, look, I mean, there's a lot of shitty things about those movies, but there's also other things I liked. I mean, I didn't have a problem that much with Covenant.
Mm.
There's definitely some dumbness going on. Too much focus on Michael Fassbender fighting himself.
Yeah, and kissing himself.
And kissing. He's very weird with himself because he plays that android, and then there's another android, and they all look like Michael Fassbender, and it's weird. And then there's a bunch of people throwing up black shit, black goop.
Well, you know what? Those people fucking deserve to die.
They do the same thing they did in Prometheus, which
pissed me off so badly. These people are like, we are scientists.
Uh-huh.
We have studied like life on other planets and life on our own planets. And they're like, I have an idea. We're not going to check for viruses. We don't, you know, because you don't know what the microscopic organisms are going to do. You have no immunity to the stuff on this planet. And they're like, I have an idea. I'm going to take my helmet off, breathe this air just because it's, you know, air. Also, going to stick my face over this thing that I've never fucking seen before.
Well, here's this. Okay, here's this.
And I'm like, you people deserve to die for that fucking stupid.
That, okay, well, two things. So,
I lost my shit in the theater when they did that.
Yeah, you were pretty pissed about that. As you should have been.
I was like, I cannot take anything in this movie. Like, you've lost, like, you know, I can suspend disbelief up to a certain point. You do that in a movie, and you've lost me completely.
So, basically in Prometheus, they start out by, here's the thing that's the difference here, is that in Prometheus, they start out on the planet, they go, huh. The composition here seems pretty similar. Let's take our helmets off. And then they do, and then duh, right?
Right.
And this one, they're flying into the planet, you know, onto this planet, and they're like, seems kind of similar. And they don't even bother to put their helmets on. They just walk right out. They're like they're going to the fucking beach. You know, they're, you know, just... they're eating things. They're doing all sorts of dumb shit in that movie.
Touching stuff.
Tasting things. What is this, smorgasbord alien?
And I'm just like, guys, don't do that.
Yeah. And so, of course, you know, a bunch of them get infected with some, you know, some spores or whatever. And then a bunch of them are all, you know, and there's also the same thing again, too, where a character leans over a fucking pod. I'm like, if I see one of those things, I am like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm going to stand outside.
Yeah.
I know. I see it. I recognize it.
I see that pod.
And I'm not going to look at it.
Nope. Not going to put my face over it.
But there's one where fucking Michael Fassbender is like, hey.
Put your face over it.
Yeah. That literally, it's like what he's like, hey, why don't you put your face over it? And the guy's like, duh. Like, you know, and of course he gets a...
Did these people never go to the fourth grade? You should know never to trust your friend when he tells you to put your face over anything. Right? Like, somebody's gonna fart, at least.
It'd be funny if, like, you did put their face over it, and then, like, Michael Fassbender just kicked them into it. Put a little twist on it, because usually the thing in all these, in all pretty much all the Alien movies,
mm-hmm.
at least in the one, at least I know it's definitely in Alien, and at least in these two other ones that I can recall, I'm certain there's probably been any other ones where people are just like, hey, what's that, der? And then they put their face over it, and then they get a face hugger.
I don't remember that happening in the first or second movie.
No, it definitely happened in the first, because that's how they put
their face over it?
Yeah, because they discover, I'm pretty certain
I thought they were just like, what is this thing? And then it just jumped at them. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I think they're close enough. I think they're kind of like, because obviously, look, the first one I'll give you.
Yeah, I don't remember the first one.
The first movie, I'll give it to you, where you're just like, oh, what's that? I didn't see this because this movie's called Alien. Is that the titular alien?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. Oh, now it's in my face.
Yeah.
But then, like, you're doing that same gag.
Well, I remember in the second one, wasn't it?
In the second one, they just shoot them.
Well, in the second one, they just shoot them, but it wasn't there, and I don't remember if it's the first or the second one. There's actually, like, you know, I think it's like the android that's in cahoots. Like, he actually locks somebody in a room with one of those pods that opens. Do you remember this?
It's been a while since I've seen
Aliens. It's been so long, but they, like, actually, he, like, locks this person. Don't remember who. I feel like it's a woman. I don't remember. But, like, maybe he tries to do it to Ripley and she gets out. It's been a long time.
Are you talking about Lance Henriksen doing this?
No. Is he Bishop?
Who's the... Well, John Hurt. What was the guy's name? What was the one's name in the first movie? Bishop, I think. But Bishop ends up being a face.
Yeah, I think at the end, but I can't exactly remember what happened. It was like somebody locked somebody, which I feel like it was the android. Again, I haven't seen this movie in a long time. Somebody locked somebody in like a room with one of those pods and it opens.
Yeah.
And they have to like escape from it because they're trying to get this person infected. Well, maybe it's not Bishop. It was somebody was supposed to...
Was it Paul Reiser?
Maybe. Somebody was supposed to get somebody infected, and then they were going to put everybody into hypersleep.
Right.
And then they were going to take them back to Earth because some company wanted to pay for the alien.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was the way to bring it back.
Yeah, that's how they're doing it.
I feel like that might be the second one.
We want that alien.
And then
bring it here.
And then everybody dies.
Yeah, and everybody dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, you should. I mean, I don't know. It's not as bad. I didn't think it was as bad as everybody said it was, but it definitely wasn't the best alien movie.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite alien anything is the Aliens arcade game from the 90s.
Sure.
That I now have an emulator of, and it is my favorite thing. I've actually gone back into playing my Super Retrocade.
Yep.
I've discovered a few new games. I'm still on the hunt for the Spider-Man arcade game from the 90s that it's hard to find, and it's got, because you could play as either Spider-Man, Black Cat. This is a weird group. Spider-Man, Black Cat, Hawkeye, or Namor.
Huh, okay.
And then you just fight like Scorpion and Venom and like maybe a few other dudes, but you're not like smaller like in the X-Men arcade, you're kind of like tall, you're kind of like these big lanky guys punching the other big lanky guy. You're fighting like the Hellfire Club for some reason. I don't know. It's weird, but I'm looking for that one, so I'm getting back into that. So maybe I'll have some more to talk about with that. Yeah, I think that's really... I watched Alien, guys. Alien Covenant.
And I just tried to remember an Alien movie I haven't seen in a long time. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
Now I have to go... I feel like maybe...
You know what? Now I feel like...
We have to watch those again.
Yeah, and I think...
I have to watch... Here's the thing.
I want to watch them. And you know what I'm thinking now? I think it was the second one. Somebody locked, if I remember correctly, Newt, the girl.
Okay.
In, and then Ripley like has a fucking fit because she has to like save her from the face hugger, and like
yeah.
She shoots it a whole bunch.
Yeah, Ripley's awesome.
She's like in the sick bay or something.
Stay away from her, you bitch.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
You know what? I bet I'm right about that.
I gotta watch those movies again.
I would love
to. And then I have to watch Alien Cubed and Alien Resurrection because I've never seen those. I know those aren't that good either, but I've never seen those.
I think I've seen Alien Cubed. I do not remember it at all.
I watched the AVP movies.
Oh, I did too.
Those suck ass, but those are fun.
I would like to watch Alien 1 and 2. I want to watch Terminator 1 and 2.
Technically, the order would be you watch, if you're watching all the Alien movies, you'd have to watch Prometheus, then
nope.
Alien Covenant.
Nope.
Then you got to watch Alien,
yes.
Alien 2,
yes.
Alien or Aliens, and then the rest of them.
No.
And then you watch AVP.
No, I don't need an origin story for those aliens. I don't need a xenomorph origin. I am happy just with they're out there because the universe is terrifying.
Because there's fucking aliens. It's like because the ocean.
It's
no air.
Exactly. It's a goddamn disaster and we should never go there.
Yeah.
We should never venture off Earth because things are worse there. If you can fucking imagine it, things are worse.
I got two rules to live by. Don't go into space and don't go into water. Ever. There's nothing there for us.
That's true.
I think Kevin Smith at one point said about it, it's like, why would you go into the ocean? You're just entering yourself into the food chain.
That's true.
And the ocean.
I don't mind going in.
I don't know, a little bit.
I'm okay with going a little.
I'll stand by the shore.
You've gone in the water.
No, but I don't like it.
You had fun when we went to the beach.
I did, but I also don't like it still.
It creeps you out.
It creeps me out.
Because sharks.
I don't know. Look, it's not sharks. I'm
because
talking
anything.
Jellyfish.
True.
Stingrays. Things I can't see in my feet. Snail, like squishing a snail or some other sort of crustacean.
Oh, that's true. A crab, maybe.
Crabs. sea anemones. Starfish.
Starfish are fine.
No.
I mean, they're creepy.
I can't.
Octopus.
Seaweed? I don't like seaweed either.
Seaweed's gross, that's why. But it's not going to hurt you.
Yeah, but it gets in my way.
Okay.
Don't go in the ocean, guys. Don't do it.
Sean is anti-ocean.
I'm kind of anti-ocean.
You know, we've gone to the beach here.
I know.
You even went in the water. You were
it.
Fine.
I know.
I had fun.
I'm just saying.
I like to swim.
I know you do.
But I only go out a certain... Because we went twice. The last time we went, the undertow was bad.
Yeah.
And I was like battling it. And I was like, that's not fun. I don't like this at all. I'm extremely uncomfortable because I'm afraid I'm going to die now.
No die.
And so I left. That was the end of that story.
Don't go in the water, guys. All right. Well, let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll talk about our book for this week.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow.
The Legion of Superheroes through the Silver Age, the Bronze Age, the Baxter series. 5 years later, the reboot, the three-boot, the retro-boot, the animated series. We have banded together as the Legion of Super Bloggers to cover it all. Seek us out at legionofsuperbloggers.blogspot.com.
Always have to say it that way.
Haven't you ever heard of a little thing called showmanship?
All right, we're back here, Worst Collection Ever, with our book for this week. It is Black Condor, number one, from June 1992.
What's this guy doing these days?
I think he's dead.
All right, fair enough.
This is
like watching wrestling. Hey, what about that guy? He's dead.
he's a level 20 tier DC hero.
Oh yeah, I don't know how this guy got his own book.
Well, it was an experiment. It was the 90s. You know, they were doing all sorts of miniseries and shit or whatever, ongoing series. They had these all the time.
Who earns?
You know, we're trying stuff out. We're seeing if it's worth our time.
Sure.
You know, and sometimes people like them, sometimes people don't.
I mean, they promised me a thrill-packed issue. I would beg to differ.
There's some thrills in here.
Are there? Is it thrill-packed? Is there a slight stirring? I don't know about a thrill.
It's like a soup, you know? You get some, it depends on...
You know what? It's kind of like if you're going on a roller coaster and, like, you go over the big hill and your stomach's like, woo! But then you go over a little hill and it's just like, woo! That's kind of what this book is. It's just a woo.
It is a safe roller coaster.
It is. It's like a kiddie roller coaster.
That's how they should have described it. It's like a safe roller coaster ride.
Yeah, it's not like the cool Death Drop roller coaster. It's like the one you ride when you have to take your kid.
If you go to Cedar Point, they have the Gemini and the Gemini Junior.
It's the Gemini Junior.
This is the Gemini Junior.
Do they have the Gemini Junior?
It's just a shopping cart.
No, you know what it is? You know what it is? You've seen this ride. It's the one that has like, it looks like a dragon for kids.
Yeah.
And it just goes like around like a circle. And it has like a little hill.
Ooh, that looks like fun. See, those are rides I'd go on today. Just kick all the kids off. Just let me and Jen sit there for a while. And go.
You don't want to go on Death Drop with me?
I don't know. Do you want to go on Death Drop?
I would go on Death Drop.
Oh, maybe I will.
I mean, we went on Space Mountain.
Space Mountain is awesome.
Space Mountain is awesome.
I haven't been. Actually, I really kind of want to go back there.
I wouldn't
like.
Mind
I really
going
want
back.
To find a make a point that we're gonna go on Space Mountain like soon because okay. That's an awesome ride.
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoyed
it. Disneyland. It is. Probably, actually, I think it's my favorite roller coaster.
Yeah, mine too. I loved it.
Because you're inside. Basically,
that's the thing. You're inside. And
Space Mountain
dark.
Is basically you go into a building and they put you in a roller coaster and they turn off all the lights and they have a bunch of other like fucking strobes and shit. And you just fucking fly around and then you go, holy shit, I have to go on that right away. And then you do. And then you have such a good time.
It's really fun.
It's really the only thing that's worth going on at Disneyland, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Disneyland's fine.
Disneyland is okay, but...
It's fine. Maybe California Adventure would be more fun. I know people who go there, like, every weekend.
I don't, yeah.
They have, like, season passes. They're like, I love Disneyland. And I'm like, okay, I mean...
You went once.
Cool. Yeah, I went once. That was enough. Like, I'll go back to go on Space Mountain. But, like, for me to be, like, psyched to go there every week.
Can't you get a Space Mountain pass?
Yeah. Can I just ride Space Mountain? Can you just pay to ride one ride?
I want to share a quick story about Cedar Point because I just thought of it. And I figured this would be a good story to share. So when I was, like, 12, we all went to Cedar Point. Cedar Point is a, I don't know if it's still there, but I'm assuming it still is in some capacity, but is a, what is it?
Amusement park.
It's an amusement park in Sandusky, Ohio, which is like near Cleveland. Yeah. So of course for the Merrick family, that's like a big deal. 1982. You better fucking believe it.
It's just, you know, what's really funny about that is I know that's not very, it's like an hour, probably like an hour and a half.
Probably about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Maybe it depends. Because you gotta go through Pennsylvania. You gotta go through that part of Pennsylvania.
But you always, whenever you say, like, it's in Ohio, I grew up in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
To get to another state for me was at least a 3 hour trek.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wow, man, that's far. And then I'm like, oh, that's right. You guys are much closer together up there.
Yeah, like getting to Pennsylvania, you can just run there.
Pretty much.
Kind of the way, you know, the way where Buffalo is. But yeah. That being said, so we were there, and, you know, and the family, you know, we had a good time. I played a lot of WWF WrestleFest in the arcade. Earthquake and Sergeant Slaughter on my team. And then, you know, we just kind of went on all the roller coasters, and there was this one coaster, I forgot what it's called, like the Magnum or something, and we got a picture. Me and Carrie went on to my sister. We went on there, and it was one of those, like, the highest roller coaster, and it goes all the way down. And we had to, they take a picture of you at the top,
uh-huh.
You know, but the picture that we took, it's us sitting in the cab, like, you know,
uh-huh.
But it just happens that the guy that, when they took our picture, a guy stood up in front of us, was like, woo! So I didn't get a chance to be fully seen, and my parents, we got that picture somewhere. And then I also had there was this swinging cat, like one of those cabs, you know, it was like a little swinging rides. And for some reason, even though I was like a fucking gigantic 12-year-old,
mm-hmm.
you know, I still had a ride with like a bro, like a college bro. I had to like sit between his legs.
Ew.
Because they were like, oh, you're too young. You can't ride this ride. Well, so I remember that. Anyways, that's not the story I want to tell.
Okay.
There's this ride called the Disaster Transport. And it was basically like, I guess you could say it was like Space Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
But it also felt, the weight itself felt a lot like the Star Wars experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it was one of those things where we sat there in this line, you know. Now imagine you got me. Then also imagine the rest of the Merrick family.
Uh-huh.
Imagine that event happening.
I'm seeing it.
And sitting there and just being like, oh, we got to move, you know, and just being like, oh, yeah, fuck.
How did your mom make it through that line without having a fucking fit?
But then I dropped this gem.
Oh, no.
I go, hey, this is a disaster. Where's the transport?
So proud.
And I popped my family. It was fucking awesome.
I'm so proud of you, babe.
And then we went on it. And it was actually kind of fun. I remember it being fun.
Mm.
But also, it was one of those things where I was like, it's not really worth it. But it was fun.
It sounds like more fun than the Star Wars ride, which we went on at Disneyland. We waited in line for forever. And it was 90 seconds of nothing.
Yeah, that sucks ass.
sucked.
You know what? Fuck Star Wars.
Someone's gonna fight you.
Oh, nobody's gonna fight me. Nobody.
The internet's gonna fight you.
Sure. Somebody that doesn't like Star Wars. Somebody has an objection towards Star Wars. I don't know. Just whatever. Whatever. Just fuck
What's wrong with you, man? Great franchise.
Maybe I'll play your Lego game and I'll feel better.
Maybe. You have it.
I do have it. I haven't played it yet.
Maybe you should do that.
But now I got. There's a bunch of. I got to wait for all the DLCs to come out for the Marvel one. I got to play those.
So you can't play another game while waiting.
Well, I'm playing my arcades.
Oh, I see.
I'm enjoying that.
Okay.
I just downloaded a bunch more, so I got to play those.
Whatever works for you, babe.
Yep. Anyways, Black Condor. It is the...
But he never went to Cedar Point.
Oh, he didn't do anything. He was raised to fly.
He kind of also, like, so on the cover we have Black Condor, and he's flying, and he has wings, but, like, they're wings that, like, obviously he straps them on, right?
Yeah.
They're not real. Okay.
Yeah, they're not real.
But they are, like, feathery. He also has, like, a weird costume that gives him feather butt.
Yeah.
Which you'll see on the next one.
Feather ass.
But he's completely shirtless. He is ripped to shit. He looks like, think Jim Morrison in The Doors body.
Yeah.
Like low cut black pants. Just, you know.
Maybe he's more buff than that. He's like
an Iggy Pop. He's like an Iggy Pop.
Yeah.
Except on his chest where the condor symbol is, it looks like Lion-O's symbol. From Thundercats?
It could be the Thundercats symbol.
It looks like it. It might as well be at this point. And he's like flying over buildings and it's just like Black Condor.
Yeah.
First, number one is almost as big
so
as
he is.
So he
is not, yeah, so I had to make sure I checked, but he is not the Black Condor that was a boy raised by condors and learned how to fly.
Was that a thing?
Yeah.
Like California condors or just condors in general?
I think just in general. I don't know.
I mean, this takes place in New Jersey, so I'm going to guess not California
condors. Yeah, this was I don't know, when this is from the 40s, and he ended up, that Black Condor ended up assuming the identity of a congressman.
Mm.
And yeah, so this one is not. This is just.
I kind of feel like the 40s was just like, you know what, let's just try whatever.
Yeah.
You know, fuck it. We also live in that sort of time now, except it's much dumber.
So, Black Condor. Yeah, so this is from the 90s. This guy's like, I'm fucking ripped, and I got like
Mickey Pop.
Sweet shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so he, we start off and we learn. So, this guy's name is Ryan. I forgot what his last name is.
I don't know. It's Ryan, and like his grandfather is like 200 years old or something.
Yeah, his grandfather is like, I'm an old dude.
He's like, and I can't wait to put you in this horrible machine and turn you into like what I've been working toward my entire life.
Yeah, I'm gonna do like some genetics and shit on you.
Also, you kind of look like you've got like an Andre the Giant facial structure.
He does got some bony face.
He's got a real bony face.
Yeah.
So they put him in like a coffin thingy and they zap him.
They zap him and then he's like, you know, and that's basically his origin. Because this is the first appearance of this character.
Mm-hmm.
First appearance of this character.
And then we get a huge splash page. And this is what I mean by feather ass.
Oh, yeah. He's got that feather ass. The feather tip.
I'm like,
it's pretty much like a bird.
Yeah.
But like, yeah.
So he's like wearing pants, but he's also like wearing a really long loincloth that makes him look like he has a bird tail.
Yep.
It's really a questionable fashion choice. I mean, so he's like flying around. He's like, that's me, Black Condor. But he's like going against like his grandfather's wishes or something.
What, by just flying around and shit?
No, because I think we find this out as we read. He alludes to it in these little boxes.
Oh, FYI. So this thing on his chest, that's a necklace. I thought it was a tattoo.
I did too. I like it being a tattoo better.
No.
But he like alludes to like not doing what he was like made to do in these narration boxes, because he's narration boxing about himself. He's like, I live here, you know, I'm not doing what my grandpa wanted, but who knew paradise could also be in 1990s New Jersey?
I know, he's flying through like the like, rich, lush
I'm like,
New Jersey forests.
I'm like, shouldn't you just be like flying over like parking lots of malls? Like, I'm assuming that's all New Jersey is just that, right?
I would love if there was a shot of him flying over the shore and just like fucking Snooki waves to him.
Yeah. You know what?
He just fist pumps. He's like,
Chris Christie's just sitting there on a beach somewhere.
Chris Christie's like, oh no, I have to save that beach whale. Oh no, it's our governor.
Not anymore. Fuck that guy. No, but like, I just feel when everybody's like, man, New Jersey's great. That would be somebody telling me like, man, Van Nuys is great.
There's nothing wrong with New Jersey. I mean, it's look, I mean, it's you make fun of it and stuff like that, but I'm certain I've been to New Jersey. It's fine.
I've been to New Jersey as well. I've been there on a couple business trips.
I was in Trenton once.
I did actually when I was a younger child, when I was about 16. I went with my friend because her grandma lived in New Jersey. She lived down on the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And I went with her and we went to the New Jersey shore.
Oh, did you meet your people?
I mean, I'm sure they were there. But
the Italians?
I'm sure they were there. But I mean, we eventually went over to Boston, then I hung out with my people.
Nice.
But it was a very weird, awkward time because I was 16 and just beginning. Well, I was probably 15, actually, and just beginning to become goth.
Oh.
And I was moody and I was wearing mom jeans.
Young goth in New Jersey. That's not that. Because
I was still like half grunge at the time, so it was like a lot of flannel at Doc Martens, but also weird mom jeans. Because it was like 1995.
Yeah, you can still get away with that.
It was a weird time.
Back in the day. Yeah. So yeah, he's like, you know, actually that's around this time where he's flying in New Jersey. Maybe you saw him.
I might have. Maybe that's why I hated New Jersey.
Oh, I saw flying, dude. That sucks.
Well, that would actually be kind of great.
Yeah. Maybe. So he's flying around and he's like, whatever, fucking New Jersey's awesome.
Yeah.
And then so we get to meet the antagonists of
just
our story.
A bunch of morons, basically. There's a lot of them. So
there's a bunch of bank
robbers. Like six guys or five guys.
Well, there's four bank robbers.
I thought there were five bank robbers and a hostage.
No, there's two hostages. No, I'm sorry. There's one.
They don't have a hostage yet.
Okay, you're right. Five bank robbers, and there's a chick that they got hostage.
Yeah.
And this group looks like, I mean, it looks like...
It's like the Newsboy Legion grew up. That's what this is.
Yes. Or
they just grew into their hideous features, and now they're human they're adults.
Or I feel like these are like, this is some sort of like 70s band that still tours.
Yeah.
You know, but like fucking shit. I'm trying to think of a good 70s band to make
I'm
fun
just
of.
Trying
Fog
to think.
Like Fog Hats on tour.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think of like.
Sorry, Fog Hat.
Like a direct. Like these guys would be extras in like a Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yeah. This guy looks like Tom Savini.
Yeah.
He's there, and they got another guy that looks like...
This does look actually like a setup of a Quentin Tarantino movie.
It might as... You know, that's a good call.
It might as well be.
Might as well be. So they're flying, they're driving, and, you know, they're basically like, okay, we're gonna... You know, we got this 200... They got 200 grand. Oh, shit.
Here, this is what... So here's what I love about the setup here. So these guys are robbers.
Yeah.
They didn't rob a bank. They stole payroll.
Yeah.
As if... People in the 1990s actually had physical $200,000 worth of cash payroll that they would hand out to people instead of a goddamn check.
Well, maybe they worked it out through a bank. I don't know.
No, it's just like they stole the payroll and you're like, is this the Wild West? Did you just guy like knock over a train? Like nobody just carries around $200,000 worth of payroll unless they're the mafia. I don't know.
Oh, these guys definitely in a mafia.
If they stole from the mafia, they better just keep running.
I do like this guy's cigarette. He has a filtered. I think he has a Swisher Sweet.
Yeah. So they're like driving.
There's a lot of detail to make sure he has a Swisher Sweet.
Yeah. So they're like, okay, we stole from Pennsylvania. We jumped the state line. Now we're in New Jersey, and now we're in the woods. Just gonna like before the cops even realize, man, we got a good plan. And then like the axle just like explodes off their car.
Yeah, why does that happen?
They're like on some backcountry road or something, and I think they hit a pothole or a rock.
Well, they're driving. They're driving like maniacs. They gotta get out of here. You know, they gotta get out of.
So their car gets seriously fucked up, and they're like, "God damn it! Now we're fucked." And here comes a park ranger, in his car, and he's like, "Ooh, do here in like the story of these bank robbers." And he pulls over and he's like, hey guys, what's going on? And he's like, thank God you're here, park ranger guy, because our car is fucked up. And he's like, oh, all right. And then he realizes that they have like a woman hostage.
Yeah.
Like they've got a gun on her neck, but not on her head, but like on her neck.
Yeah.
And he's like, wait a second. Oh, no, you're the bank robbers. And then they kidnap him and they steal his car.
Yep. Yep. Tom Savini is the gang leader here. Yeah. He is.
And he's a. Like a crazy screamy man.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. Yeah, he's one of those guys.
He's actually not the guy you'd want in charge.
But he is in charge. He's a guy.
But he is.
Yeah, he's the guy in the movies. Like you'll watch. Like I mean, fucking pick a movie from the '80s.
Yeah,
where it's like, you know, the
pick
guy that's
any character Joe Pesci has ever played.
No, I was saying not even that. I'm trying to think. Like, pick any character Tom Savini's ever played. Because it's just the fucking crazy, like, yeah, we're gonna fuck everything and fuck, you know, take this money. I'm gonna fucking do what I want. I got guns. Hey, and somebody's like, hey, I don't know if this is cool. I'll fucking kill you. You know, that's how.
And that's the guy who always ends up dead first, or should always end up dead first.
He's the one. Yeah, usually if it's a zombie movie, he's the one that just like he goes to take a piss and gets his face ripped off.
Yeah, because I mean, in teams like that, I'm always like, why did you even bring the loose cannon?
Well, he was the one that put it together. He was like just going around looking for a bunch of like, you know, like lowlifes. And he was like, hey, fuck you. You want to do this? Come on, let's go. I'm Tom Savini. Ah.
I think people should have better judgment. Don't work with the loose cannon.
Well, don't watch out for these guys.
Yeah. If you're ever going to like do a job and you're like working with the loose cannon, be like, oh, maybe I'm out of this and I'm going to wait for like this. The calm, collected people, because we're actually going to be able to like be successful. This guy's going to get us all killed.
I put a
lot of thought into my criminalizing.
Find out if he has a master's degree first, or she. You know,
do they need a master's degree or
a master's degree in crime?
Oh, how does one get one of those?
Do you
get it at the Hollywood Upstairs Medical College?
The Hollywood Upstairs Crime College.
The Crime College.
You go out there committing crimes. And you're like, hey, I got all these crimes. Give me my degree.
Is it like getting like badges for like the Boy Scouts or the Girl Scouts? So like you mug an old woman and you get a badge. And then like once you have a sash full of badges for all the different crimes, you have a master's degree in crime?
No, because then you have to make a quilt with all the crimes on it.
A crime quilt.
You're gonna make a crime quilt.
I'm gonna make a crime quilt.
And then that's how you get your master's in crime.
Oh my god, you know I'm gonna make that, right?
I think you should.
Like I'm gonna have like little stick figures like mugging and like a fire for arson, maybe a knife for murder.
Yeah.
Like bank robbery has to be on there.
How about
a penny for penny theft?
Ooh, what about racketeering? You should have like some rackets.
Yeah. How does one show racketeering?
I don't know. Just show an Italian guy.
That would be the mafia one. That'd be organized crime.
But you gotta, if you want to
get down,
but if you gotta fill that, we gotta fill that quilt with different things.
I know, but can you go down for just organized crime?
Well, that's what racketeering is, I think.
That's what happened
in Buffalo, man.
I gotta look up that definition of
the Buffalo mafia got busted for racketeering. I think by mentioning him, I think I'm implicated.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, man, you'd think I'd be the one. If anybody's going to get implicated for hanging out with the mafia, you'd think it'd be the Italian.
Oh, no, the Buffalo Mafia is on its way.
Not the Polish guy.
No, there's Italians.
No, I'm saying, like, if the one of the two of us were going to be implicated, shouldn't it be the Italian? Let's be stereotypical here. It's not the Polish guy. Even though, let's be honest, sometimes you can look like an Eastern European hitman.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Like, especially when you shave your head and you just stand there and look angry. Because you've got those cheekbones.
I do, yeah. I got some I got good genetics on the cheekbones.
You really do. And you look like a serious, like, Eastern European hitman.
It'd look better if I wasn't such a fat face.
Well, you know, we'll just get you, like, a baggy suit and, like, we'll just make you stand in a corner.
I look like a guy
that... Kind of a shiny one, too. Like, almost like one of those suits that are, like, shiny.
If you've seen any, here's the deal.
They've got a sheet.
When I
like an oil.
basically, if I can get myself down under a certain weight and I'm looking lean and I shave my head and I, you know, I'm looking like that, I look basically look like a guy that like either John Wick or Jason Statham has killed in some movie.
I'm
the guy that runs up and it's like gun.
Yeah. You're the guy standing behind the big boss guy. Like when
I'm not even that. I'm the guy.
No, you're like the guy who's just the muscle in the background, and then you get totally mowed down by like John Wick.
No, I'm the guy. Look, listen. I'm the guy that when they're like John Wick entered, send some fucking guys down there. I'm one of the fucking guys.
Well, I know that, but I'm saying,
and then I'm already dead by the time the big boss comes.
But there's always that initial scene where there's like the big boss has to meet with somebody, and there's like dudes standing behind him. You're one of those dudes standing behind him. Then you'll be dispatched.
I don't know if I can handle that kind of responsibility.
What, standing?
Yeah.
Is that hard?
No, I gotta be the guy that sends it to action to get fucking
mowed
down.
You'll get there. You just have one other scene before that.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know about my...
It's too hard.
I should probably go to crime college.
Yeah, you really want
to... get a
quilt of you standing behind a mobster.
So anyways, these idiots. So these idiots take the park ranger hostage.
Steal
and that's
car.
So they steal the park ranger's car, and they're like, sweet, we got a car now.
And then Condor's just like, I'm flying.
He's flying, around. He's like, New Jersey in trouble? Oh,
yeah,
look down
and then
there.
He sees like some people who need help.
Yeah, so here's where he finds
just like kids or lost people or something.
No, this is a couple. This is like,
they look like they're on safari. What the fuck's wrong with these people?
French Stewart and Amy Poehler.
But I mean, look at them. They're literally dressed like they're on safari. That guy's got like the hat that only has the one side that's curled up.
He's dressed like the fucking
and she's literally wearing one of those
pith helmets.
Pith helmet. And they're both in like khaki, and I'm like, you're
like
in
Gunga
New
Din.
Jersey.
Yeah, they're treating it like because these are.
This isn't 1920s Africa. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Isn't fucking Jurassic Park. You're not. That one guy looks like he's just gonna turn and say "clever girl" and get eaten.
Dinosaurs. So yeah, basically they're sitting there and they're arguing because I think they're lost and they're like having these arguments. Married people arguments or whatever. Yeah. And
if standing is hard.
It's like
one of those.
we even start getting like the point where he's like, oh,
like I hate your mother.
Does he say that?
No, I don't know. I'm just
because he's like, oh, well, she wanted to strike on her own. She's like, you didn't have to come along, wimp. And he's like, who you calling wimp, you domineering bit? And she's like, shut up. This is why you earn less than I do. I'm like, woof. Come on. Like, I feel like Brian Augustine, who wrote this, maybe he was working through some shit.
Right? I think if you call me a domineering bitch, I'd be really pissed off. And not like in a jokey way.
Yeah, that's kind of a hard.
That's the thing. If you were being serious.
It's a hard thing. It's not even that bad, on the surface, it's not even that bad of an insult, but.
It's just hard.
It's just a hard.
Yeah.
You're going in hard.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, if you were just like, if you said that as a joke, it'd be like, ha, jokes. But if you called me a domineering bitch in the middle of an argument, I don't know how I'd take that.
I
don't think I'd be okay with it.
If you're in the woods, you'd probably pick up a stick.
Probably.
You would be right.
It's going to be a quilt with me holding a stick. like a little square.
That would represent assault.
Yes, it will.
I made myself into a quilt. So these guys are like, so Black Condor's like, well, okay, you're like.
Black Condor also in this top panel here. So did you ever see the Iceman? Like the actual guy that they found up in the Swiss Alps?
The murderer?
No, the mummy. Okay.
Maybe.
So there is a Bronze Age dude that they have called the Iceman. They found him up in the Swiss Alps. He had died many thousands of years ago.
Uh-huh.
Fell where he fell was like a perfect depression. So when the glacier and the snow and stuff like went over him, he became mummified and he didn't like decay. So they find him like all these years later, and they show a picture of his face and his like mouth, his lips are all like pulled back. Yeah. That's what Black Condor looks like, just with hair.
Oh, okay.
He looks like the Iceman. Look it up.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Just
there
FYI.
You go. Yeah, I thought just Iceman. I was like,
No.
No,
not in Top Gun. He does not look like Val Kilmer in Top Gun.
Or he doesn't look like whatever the fucking Iceman killer or whatever is that the movie they made about
the
that?
Iceman killer.
Yeah, there's a serial killer called the Iceman.
There is?
Or am I thinking about something else?
Are you thinking about the Snowman?
No, I'm thinking about the Iceman. He was
don't know what that is. Does he leave nice to see?
That's actually where Iceman the
Mr. Policeman.
No, that's about that. I'm talking about the actual Iceman. Like, there's a. We'll look it up. But,
okay. We both have homework.
There's lots of trivia going on here.
Yeah, we got homework in this fucking thing. You got to look up that Iceman. I got to look up the other Iceman.
Well, this is also good for the listeners because they can be also like, ooh, I got to look that up. These are things I didn't know.
Yeah, do homework, guys. That's what you listen to this podcast for.
So he's like, look, shut up so I can fly. He literally says that, basically says that.
He's like, fuck you guys.
So shut the fuck up, you cartoon character people that are somehow in the,
yeah, we don't know why you're in Jersey. And then he like takes him to like a park where people are like having a picnic, and they're like, oh my god,
well,
they're
missing. They're like, they takes him back to this family reunion.
Yeah, they're like, oh,
there's a
yeah.
guy with a pipe here.
Yeah, there's all sorts of shit. By the way, we also have to point out the fact that Black Condor is about 9 feet tall.
Oh, he's gigantic.
Look at him towering over those people.
Well, I mean...
I mean, like, they literally don't even... this is like...
He's a genetic marvel, let's be
honest.
This
is like the Undertaker walking through an airport. So...
See, now I'm thinking about that time when the Undertaker, when that kid wanted to beat the Undertaker.
Oh, my God.
The We Hate Movies story that they told about somebody wrote in.
So they do a listener mailbag, and I don't even remember what mailbag it was, but yeah, it was like...
Just to condense it, basically, you know, some kid wanted...
A kid saw the Undertaker in a movie theater.
Undertaker in a movie theater, and then he made an ass of himself in the Undertaker. I would probably have to kill myself after that. Just FYI.
But yeah, it's basically that whole, like, the Undertaker's gigantic and everybody else is not, because the dude's like 6'10 or something crazy.
And so here's the thing about Black Condor is, like, everybody's just kind of like, hey, so you're like, you're a dude, we know you're around.
Yeah.
Because he just basically flies around with, like, you know, I mean, he's got no identity, you know, no mask or anything.
Yeah.
He doesn't know about any of that stuff because he was genetically created, you know, enhanced by his old grandpa.
Or something.
Something. And then now he's just flying around. He's got this, you know, these sweet wings, and he's flying around, and he's just like
saving people from marital violence.
Yeah,
in the forest,
he's hanging out,
and nobody seems to be bothered by this.
No, nobody's like, "Holy shit, that man is flying, and he's gigantic, and he's huge.
People should be weirded out by it." But then so he stops at like the trailer of the park ranger to be like, "I'm gonna say hey to Ned because Ned's my friend."
Yeah,
Ned's not there, but there's this woman, and she's like, "I don't know where Ned is." And then Black Condor's face becomes a shriveled apple.
Well,
like,
basically,
like a really, really old apple that has been left out for a really long time.
No, basically, and
you're like, what happened to that apple?
Ew.
And then he flies away.
Well, basically, he's like, the girl's like, "Oh, I can't get him on the radio," and he's like, "Ned." I mean, the close-up of his face.
Yeah, but it's really horrifying.
Right. No, like, it is. Well, I took a picture of it, and I said, it looks like Ray Davies of the Kinks. Because it does. It fucking does. Go back to my Instagram, at Angry Hero Sean. You'll know what I'm talking about.
It's Keith Richards.
Pick your aging rock icon. Yeah,
pick a grizzled old rock icon, and that's what this guy looks like.
So we're
back in the forest. Ned has many black eyes and bruises.
Ned is getting beaten because basically their car ran out of gas, and he's also
being snarky. He's like, "Oh, if I had known I was going to be kidnapped, I would have had a full tank." And the loose cannon's like, "Fuck you, bro." And he's just starts screaming.
Yeah, this guy's losing his mind.
And that's when we get problems with our little gang.
Well, now we get like a whole bunch of, two pages.
Well, let's think, we get problems with our little gang.
Yeah.
Now people just want to call it quits and just leave. This one doesn't want to. Then the loose cannon's going to steal all the money and kill everybody else.
Well, first of all, they're like,
they want to kill witnesses, but maybe they don't want to kill the witnesses. Basically, it's just fucking drama.
Yeah, they're basically like, "Hey, give us your cut." And then, like, you know, the loose cannon boy is like, "Fine, here's your cut." And then they walk away and he starts shooting them.
Yeah. And I mean, really, even if Black Condor didn't know where Ned was, I'm assuming he would hear the gunshot because he's flying.
Yeah.
So he just, you know, loose cannon shoots a dude.
There's a few dudes, I feel like.
And then Black Condor, like, picks up one of the other guys. He shoots this guy a lot, actually. There's also a reference to the Jersey Devil here.
Yeah, because there's one of the guys with a hat.
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh," he's like the geeky one or the weird one of the group. And he's like, "Oh, Jersey Devil might be out here." And so everybody, and then crazy guy's just like, "Fuck you. And I'm just going to shoot this guy a million times." He shoots this guy like four times.
Yeah, he really does.
He kills this dude. And,
but there's like a Jersey Devil reference.
So thankfully, Black Condor is like,
he like picks up a dude, flies him up, and the guy's like, "You're the Jersey Devil." He's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever."
Oh, I didn't get to that part. Yeah, he's just basically like, he's kind of talking about his origin a little bit.
This is where he says he's gonna go get help Ned, because Ned is the one who named him, because everybody wanted him to be like light and happy, but he was like, "No, that's not who you are. You should be the Black Condor."
Yeah, they wanted to call him.
So this is where we get the idea that he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing,
right,
or whatever. But we don't get that explained, I'm assuming, because we're going to get that explained in the next couple issues.
Right. So then he, so we get more.
This is where he picks up the guy. Oh yeah, there's some weird thing about like the woman keeps like moaning, and they like put her and Ned the Ranger together, but, and Ned sees Black Condor in the sky.
Yeah, there's basically, because they're just camped out, and they're like, well, we got no food, our truck's out of gas. Yeah, like, they're basically shut out of luck.
Yeah.
So he's just kind of like,
meh.
Yeah, there's just a lot of drama.
It really doesn't matter.
We're filling a lot
of time.
That's
the thing, it doesn't matter.
With these people that aren't going to be around in any other future issues.
Right. These people do not matter. What is? I mean, Ned probably matters, but like everything else that's going on doesn't matter.
Yeah. So this is where he finally, after 30 pages, he finally picks up one of these dipshits, and then they're all like, "Oh God, Jersey,
what's going on?" He's like, "Okay, no problem."
Yeah. He's like, "Where's Lau?"
Yeah. He's like, he's like, "Where's the Joker?" So they're like, "There's a crazy guy.
How to get burned?"
He like goes to put a dude down, but he passes out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, because Black Condor lands and the guy like passes out.
Oh yeah, because he's freaked out Gray Davies just threw him up in the air.
Yeah, and so he passes out, and Black Condor's like, "Well, at least I don't have to worry about what to do with this guy."
Well, I'm just gonna leave him here to.
And then Loose Cannon is yelling at another dude.
Yeah, I know they just don't have names.
It doesn't matter. None of these people matter. And that's when Black Condor shows up.
Yeah, Black Hunter shows up, like, he lets his buddy loose, and then they're like...
Oh, yeah, where'd the guy go?
Well, Black, the Loose Cannon is just, like, because he lets the guy loose, and a Black Hunter lets the one guy loose, and then
he's
just
blaming all of his...
He's blaming his friend, he shoots this guy.
Yeah, this is when he's like, I'm gonna take all the money and kill all you motherfuckers, basically. I mean, like, it's just boring. If you have seen any heist movie... where shit goes wrong, you have seen this.
Oh, yes.
So this isn't some... I mean, you can imagine what's happening.
Well, here's the thing where Black Condor actually uses a different power here. Did you notice this?
Yes. He has, like, a Jedi mind trick power.
He does.
He can, like, Jedi mind...
No, he what he does here...
He, like, telekinetically blows up the gun?
Yes, he blows up the gun, and it fucking explodes.
Yeah.
Like, it just, instead of just... I don't know...
I'm surprised that guy still has a hand.
Well, first of all, really, yeah, he should have
a stump.
He should have a stump, and his face should be full of fucking shrapnel.
That'd be kind of
great. When he explodes, because this thing explodes like a grenade.
It really does.
And really, I don't know why he just couldn't be like, take the gun and fling it away, because what's this guy going to do? I mean, you're Black Condor, and he's not going to beat you. Tom Savini's not going to beat you in a hand-to-hand combat match, unless if he has this trusty machete from Dawn of the Dead.
Right.
Yeah, so basically, Black Condor beats this guy up, and... people show up, the cops show up, and Black Condor is just like, they're basically, Ned's just like, yo, those are some sweet powers you did there. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm going to get out of here because now everybody kind of knows about you now because basically you're just standing here.
Yeah.
Like, instead of just being like, trying to keep yourself out of the limelight, you're just too dumb to leave.
Yeah, you're kind of... He has no personality.
He's got no personality. That's the thing.
Black Condor has no personality. He might as well just be, like, a featureless superhero. Like, he's so generic.
You can go to a dollar store and pick up a guy...
Exactly.
...and put some wings on him and you have Black Condor.
Like,
this version of Black Condor,
he has no defining traits except he is tall and he has wings. He's got no personality. At the moment, he has no real backstory except his grandfather zapped him in a coffin. That's it. So he's not very interesting.
I wish that was like a thing where, if they had... Because they actually had an ad in here for the DC Impel cards, which I have all these cards.
Right.
And he was in one of these cards, and I wish that, like, his secret origin was just, like, got zapped by his grandpa in a coffin. just matter of fact, because that's what we know.
If I wrote it.
If you wrote it, I would be really good at writing those things, as would you.
Yeah.
Where we just be like, summarize this. Got zapped by his grandpa. Batman origin. Parents got killed, got fucking ripped.
Yeah.
Superman.
Also money.
Also money. Yeah. Also just dollar signs. Superman. Alien who is strong. Aquaman. Strong guy in water.
Fishman.
Or whatever. No, that's just describing them. Like, what's his origin? It's like, son of a dude and a mermaid, and now he's strong.
Dude boned mermaid.
Father had sex with mermaid.
I would say boned.
You can say boned.
Dude boned mermaid. Stupid fish power man born.
You're a Green Lantern. Pilot finds ring on dead alien.
Guy thrifts jewelry. Thrifted ring gives powers.
Courageous pilot steals jewelry from a dead alien. He didn't steal it.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, technically. They're like, that's the dead alien. I mean, that's what he said. That's what we're meant to believe. We don't know for certain if that was the case.
That's true. Who can believe Hal Jordan?
Because basically we're supposed to believe that, you know, it was like, oh, yeah, dead alien was like, yo, you want this? I'm dying. You can have this.
Yeah.
Really, we don't know if he was just
don't ever take jewelry from a dying alien. That should be a rule. That's a cardinal rule. No. Like if an alien dies, or it's dying and is trying to give you jewelry, don't take it.
Don't take it. Don't look over alien pods.
Don't take your helmet off on an alien planet, even if the atmosphere indicates that it's oxygen
or that it's breathable air.
Don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. So yeah.
Don't put your face over a pulsating pod thing. Yeah. And don't go in the water.
Yes, those are the rules I live by. Sean's rules to live by. So finally, we get to the end of this, and basically, they get
a news report.
I'm assuming this is the capital of New Jersey.
Yeah, Newark. Is that the capital of New Jersey?
No, Trenton.
Oh, it's Trenton?
Yeah. Yeah. So we're at the New Jersey capital, and Chris Christie is having a sandwich. And
no, that guy's way too old to be Chris Christie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, so Strom Thurmond is here.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
He's been.
Abe Vigoda. Abe Vigoda. So, Abe Vigoda is the mayor of New Jersey. And he's
I can see that.
And they're like, oh, well, it seems a gang of payroll thieves were caught last night by a flying man. It's like, oh, yes, appears we have found our flying man. They're like, all right, well, now we're gonna get something.
Yay.
And I guess next month, Terror at 20,000 feet, because we don't have, it's the first issue, so we don't have a letters page.
Nope.
And you got shit.
Can't write into Condor.
You can't write into Condor. You can't even, they don't even have Condor correspondence. I tried with that one.
That was good. No, that was a good one.
Condor calls. There you
Condor
go.
Calls.
Yeah, that's better. That's
Is that a condor?
That's what I would write if there was condor calls. I'd just be like, ah. Oh, thank you.
Is that what a condor sounds like? Ah. Ooh, gesundheit.
They sound like a dying heron.
That's what I sound like usually.
My usual speech is a dying heron.
That's just like what I try to sing in the car. I'm surprised I haven't broken the windows yet. I mean, really, it's the last thing to go on this fucking piece of garbage that I drive.
The window's being blown out because of your shitty voice.
Yeah, because my shitty voice, because I'm trying to hit a high note and it just like fucking breaks like in a bad movie.
So, yeah, but that's it for this book. That's it for Black Condor number one from January 1992. Would you read the next issue of this?
No.
Really?
No. Why? I don't care about Iggy Pop's stupid wingman.
Iggy Pop's Stupid Wingman. It's
Iggy Pop's Stupid Wingman.
I wish that was the name of an album of his called Stupid Wingman. It's just a picture of Black Condor.
Or like, just whatever guy. I mean, I'm assuming Iggy Pop does not need a wingman, but...
Iggy Pop hasn't needed a wingman.
I was going to say, dude doesn't need a wingman.
Since ever. I don't think he ever did.
No,
he was always Iggy Pop.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just naturally ripped. I was fucking born that way. And you're like, wow, that's great, dude. Good for you.
Bruce Lee constantly. I don't know how he does it, but I bet he eats like an asshole too.
Yeah.
Maybe he doesn't. He probably eats okay. Guys, if you know Iggy Pop's diet, write into us at worstcollectionever@gmail.com. You can talk to us there. You can also find myself on Twitter. Oh yeah. Real quick, yeah, I might hunt this down.
Uh-huh.
I might dig into this. You know why? Because there's only 12 issues of this.
Oh.
This didn't last very long.
No. Well, shock.
Didn't last very long, and he went on
Mr. Cardboard cutout of a superhero didn't last.
And he did end up on Primal Force with Red Tornado. around the after Zero Hour. That's where he ended up for a bit, and I think that's where he got... He got killed somehow.
Mm.
That's what happens to you guys. That's happened to dumb characters like this. But I might check it out because I don't know. I mean, Batman shows up at one point. That's how those books go. You know.
Yeah.
If you're a brand new superhero in the 80s or 90s, Batman is showing up within the first 10 issues.
Yes.
He has to.
Yeah. Oh yeah. He has to. Somebody has to try to get people to buy your stupid book.
That's how they would do it with Spider-Man. Because the Spider-Man shit, you didn't get, it's like second issue. It's like, Spider-Man's here. I'm like, ah, oh, well. Anyways, yeah, I'll probably check it out. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. And find us on Facebook at Worst Collection Ever.
Yeah, check that out. Please write in to us on Gmail, worstcollectionever@gmail.com. And of course, you are encouraged to rate, review, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts or wherever it is that you get this podcast, Stitcher, SoundCloud, whatever you listen to podcasts on, you can find us. So we would really appreciate that. So thanks again for listening, folks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.